escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I have Broadus taunting me here in the commercial break as we get set for Rangers and Phillies. Welcome into the G-Bag Nation on a Friday. 25 minutes to go before we get sent off into the weekend. We'll be back here tomorrow for some Cowboys pre and post. Cowboys preseason game number one in Los Angeles. And Broadus, what is your concerns with me right now?
Lucius, you're gonna tell the hard out is 24-21. I guarantee it's going to be very close to being train wreckish by my man here. The first minute is going to be fine.
Yeah.
And then it's going to get down and he's going to lose track of how, like, you know, Dawson's able to, like,
Dawson's unbelievable.
He's supposed to dribble the clock out. He's going to hit his foot a little bit. The ball goes out of bounds. Dawson. Turnover.
Didn't even get a shot off.
He'd be like Chris Webber. He's going to call timeout.
Timeout.
And who's just going to throw it, man. Just the following broadcast is a Ranger. Yep. One of those. But my man,
vaunted hard network out.
I challenged him. I said, "I go, you're gonna jack this thing up, aren't you?"
You know what's so funny? That's the first thing I thought of yesterday when we were leaving Jake's, and Dawson was like, "Hey, by the way, I'm out tomorrow." I was like, "Okay." And the first thing I thought of, that means I got a hard out. I go, son of a gun. The pregame shows a similar deal. I got a hard out during the Cowboys pregame, and it always just it grinds me. It absolutely grinds me. Hey, big shout out to the legend Eric Nadell, though, for joining us there in the 5 o'clock hour. Always a good time. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch and PlayScore. And he was letting us know, as Jared did earlier as well, this Phillies team is no joke, bro.
No joke.
I mean, this guy, Luis Sanchez. Christopher Sanchez, yeah. he deals, and the lineup can really mash on you. Yeah. So this is going to be, I mean, they are a fun team, and you only see them every once in a while. They are winless at Globe Life Field.
Yeah.
Very small sample size.
Let's hope that stays the case. Yeah.
Let's try and keep that the case. Yeah. Merrill Kelly on the bump for the Rangers tonight. Berger back on the menu and in the lineup for the Rangers.
Yeah.
And you'll also have Haggerty leading off. There's going to be no Josh Smith in the lineup tonight, but Berger will be DHing, and you will have Ezekiel Duran at first base. So that's how things are going to look here. Haggerty, Seager, Simeon, Langford, Young, Garcia, and Berger, Higgy, and Duran. So we'll see. We'll see if they can put up some runs here. It's definitely going to be a huge challenge, but yeah, I would love to see them. I would love to see them make some contact there as the Peagle's going to be on the prowl.
Yeah. Do you like the Peagle uniform?
I'm not crazy about them.
I like the Sunday blue myself.
Sunday blue is
really cool.
Is fantastic.
I like that one. Okay. Whose barreling percentage is better? You know what I'm saying? Barreling. I don't know how to say it the right way, but like gets the barrel of the bat on the ball more. Schwarber or Seager this year?
You're asking me that, so I'm guessing it's going to be Schwarber, which is unfortunate.
Percentage, yeah. He's right at about 20%. He's going to barrel.
His barrel rate?
Barrel rate's at 20%, and Corey Seager's is at 15%. Because you always feel like Corey Seager's going to make contact, right? But it seems like Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah,
makes,
I mean, he's
Kyle Schwarber's going to make like, like a lot of contact.
He is. He's going to mash that thing. And yeah. Seager had been on a really good run for a while, and then now he's kind of dipped off a little bit.
Yeah.
So need to get Seager going. If you could ask for one thing in this series, you want to see Seager get back to being his usual self.
Seager, I learned this, makes less weak contact.
Yeah, when he hits it, he hits it for real.
Yeah, he hits it for real. Yeah.
Yeah, going to need him to get rocking and rolling for sure. Glad to have Berger back, no doubt. But I'll tell you what, man, the stuff on Evaldi right now is just fantastic. And Sean McFarlane, our buddy at the Dallas Morning News.
Good dude.
Yeah, great dude. And he had a couple of notes from his article. So you have Evaldi, 35 years old, and this is one of the best starts to a season in modern baseball history, a 1.38 ERA. It's the second lowest through a player's first 19 starts this century.
Bob Gibson.
Yeah, he's only the fourth player to do it since baseball integrated more than 70 years ago. That was, as you mentioned, Bob Gibson. You had Zach Greinke did it. And one other guy in the late 60s was able to pull that off. But
like a Warren Spahn dude?
I was shying away from it because I'm pretty sure this dude's name is Louis Tiant.
Louis Tiant.
If you say so.
Louis Tiant.
Okay.
Boston Red Sox.
Louis T. But Evaldi and Gibson are the only starters. Louis Go ahead, Tiant. Sink into it, man.
Louis Tiant. What did you just say?
It looks like Tiant to me.
I know it does.
Is it T-U-I-T, right?
You got to squint to see something else, man.
Is it T?
That's as much of a Tiant as I've ever seen. By the way, Shador Sanders getting ready to go here. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Cleveland's getting the ball first. Oh, wow, we can do some play-by-play action here.
I'm sure the Rangers will appreciate that.
Yeah, they have to. This is Shador Sanders, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, do you want us to talk about Louis Tiant or do you want us to talk about Shador?
Louis Tiant.
All right, Louis Tiant is the other guy involved, but Evaldi and Gibson are the only starters.
Did you really try to avoid that name?
Yeah, I did, didn't I, until you called me out for it. I said, and another guy in the late 60s. I should have leaned
on
the
letters could have been scrambled. He still would have said that word.
Yeah.
Once you just see the letters, like, I know that. I'm pretty sure this is going to be Tiant.
That's Tiant. But yeah, it's Evaldi and Gibson, the only starters in the modern era, which began in 1901 to allow one or fewer runs in 13 starts of a 14 start span. So, I mean, what he's done here is truly ridiculous. And Nadell was talking about it, like, just it's flying under the radar from a national perspective because he doesn't have the qualifying innings, but he's what, six innings shy of that right now. Hopefully he's able to not miss
he's pitched 111 innings this year.
So here we go. Shador Sanders, first play. That was a hell of a handoff.
Yeah.
That
good ball fake.
that right there was a heck of a handoff. Now how does he look? Let's grade the aesthetics here. All white Browns unis, got the white sleeve on the left arm.
Non-throwing arm.
Yeah. And he's got the visor, clear visor. I think he's looking pretty sharp, actually.
Yeah.
Looking pretty sharp. Got a nice chain.
Got the Cuban link on.
Yeah, brother. That Cuban link is jumping off the screen right there. But here we go. The Shador Sanders era underway.
Bunch left here. Oh, motion that way. I'm going to throw this thing there. The slant. Backside.
Wide receiver's got to help him out there. Catch that football, please.
What's going on?
Catch that
there?
Football, please. Looks Black. Like it's a little windy in Carolina.
It is a little windy in Carolina.
All right, the first third down of Shador's career.
Going to run here for a first.
we'll see if he shows off the legs a little bit. I'll tell you what, the other cool thing that's going down in baseball, you have Kershaw versus Scherzer.
Is this the first time since I heard 2006?
2008.
Eight. Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
And they were teammates for part of the season back in, I think, 2021. But it's crazy to think those guys, for as long as they've played, this is only going to be the second time that they've squared off against each other. But that's going to be pretty fun. I mean, it's pretty rare for two pitchers with 3,000 plus strikeouts to start against each other.
Both kind of like in the point of their careers where they're on the back nine.
Oh.
Like putting out like it on 17 or 18, you think?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've seen this type of matchup. You've only seen just a few times. In 2023, you had Scherzer versus Verlander. That was when he was with the Rangers here. So it was Scherzer with Texas, Verlander with the Astros. 07, you had Schilling versus Clemens. And then 06, you had Maddux versus Clemens as well. So not really something that you see very often, but that'll be a fun one tonight. We'll see how they do. And the Browns are punting here after a failed
third
down.
It literally was fourth and like half yard, and Stefanik decided he didn't want to go for it on his own end of the field. So he said, let's work on some punt coverage stuff, see if some of these guys are any good at it.
Got to work on it.
Here we are.
Got to work on it.
Yep.
You think Derek Holland's screaming at his television right now?
He was screaming, go for it.
Just amped up. Yeah. Why are you punting?
Dutch was at the Rangers game. He might be doing autograph session out there. If you're going to the Rangers game, and you can see Dutch, go by and say hello.
Gosh,
he'll sign a ball or a hat or something for you.
Get an autograph, maybe get a hug.
He's a good dude.
And
really good dude.
Get a glimpse of those quads. 185-pound lunge walks he's doing these days. Yeah. Coach Holland getting it done.
Coach Holland.
All right. We will get you set for Rangers pregame next right here on the
Fan. Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man. Segment here in the Nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first. 214-333-3333. We got Rangers Phillies pregame show coming up here in about 12 minutes. And it's going to be a hell of a series. The Phillies are no joke. And hopefully the Rangers are coming to play, especially with DeGrom on the bump tomorrow. This is kind of a do or die game for DeGrom, whether or not they're going to have to give him a little bit of rest.
Sure.
If he's not looking sharp. So he claims he feels good. He doesn't feel overly fatigued. And so they're going to let him get one more opportunity. This is a heck of a lineup to have to do that against. And right now we have Shedeur Sanders making his NFL debut preseason style in Carolina. And he just scrambled for a first down, looking sharp in the all whites there. And we'll see. Maybe they can get an opportunity to score as they are getting closer to the red zone area. All right, so big weekend here with the Cowboys pregame show and the Cowboys game coming up at 6 o'clock tomorrow right here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. I'm putting in the call right now. Phil Moffa is the guy that I'm ready for.
Phil Moffa action tomorrow?
Phil Moffa action tomorrow, because you don't get the Jaden Blue stuff. Of course, no. If Blue was playing, he would be on the short list of dudes that we're all fired up to see. But Phil Moffa, young, fresh legs, rookie out of Clemson. And once the pads came on in Oxnard, he started to show a little something.
Started showing something, yeah.
So I think he'll probably get the bulk of the carries tomorrow, I would imagine. Looked like Deuce Vaughn back in practice today as well, so maybe you'll see a little bit of Deuce.
Maybe some Deuce for sure. Yeah.
But Phil Moffa, I mean, I'm hoping one of the young guys, like any one of these young guys in the backfield that can be better than Javonte Williams or Miles Sanders is something that I'm looking for. And, of course, we're all a little bit more bullish on the prospects of Jaden Blue, but that's the Thunder-Lightning combo that you're excited about. Moffa is a big physical back, and I'm excited to see him run the football tomorrow.
Yeah, he is it would be nice if he's going to get an opportunity, but it'd be nice if they give him some, like, he's not totally having to make people miss. That's not his game.
Let's push some people around a little bit.
He is a downhill runner, and you know, his whole thing is not make people miss. You know, he's just kind of going to run over you. So maybe they can find a way to get some. I think you're going to see some of the starters play a little bit tomorrow. I think like BB, guys like that, they're going to have.
There you go. That'll give them a good look.
Give them a good look because. You know, it was a little bit disappointing with them running the ball. I'm not saying he has to run the ball every single play when you're talking about, but try and have some feel good. You know, try and have a little feel good. To, you know, this is going to be tough this week running, and then next week against the Ravens. I mean,
Ravens looked nasty last night, and they're like preseason champions every single year.
They don't lose a game. I think he's 23-0 in the preseason. That coach. I don't think they've lost the preseason. It's their record is incredible in the preseason.
Yeah, they're impressive in the preseason for sure. So that'll be fun next week back at AT&T Stadium. But yeah, for tomorrow, I'm looking at Phil Maffa, Zion Childress. Certainly not a household name at this point, but he's been making waves there in training camp as a nickel corner, number 48, right?
48. It's kind of a funny number.
Yeah, it'll look a little weird to you seeing a corner, but he's kind of like a shorter, stockier build. Yeah. But when he blitzes off the edge, it's really nice.
Uh-oh.
And he's made some plays out there, and the Cowboys need somebody in the nickel spot to do something.
Shador just took about a 20-yard sack. That kicked him out of field goal range.
He threw it away, right? I hope he threw that damn one.
I don't think he did.
He attempted to. I don't know if he got it out in time.
I don't think he did. I think this thing was like a 20-yard sack. This is very reminiscent of what happened to him at.
Colorado.
I'm surprised they call ground. Oh, he found a good arm strength to get that thing out. That thing looked like it was going to be
before the knee touch.
Yeah, right before. Wow. But yeah, no, I totally agree. And keep an eye on these wide receivers too.
Of the
ones not named, you know, and the ones not named Lamb or named Pickens or even Turpin. Everybody behind that group, I think, is the Tolberts. And not to say that Tolbert's not going to make it, but or Mingo, but how is the order going to shake out? These preseason games will tell you a lot. And see where these receivers are playing on special teams now. If these guys are involved, see if somebody's lining up a little bit more at special teams as well.
All right, the vaunted hard out is around the corner here. Thanks to Carter Freeman. Thanks to Lucius Alexander, Brian Broaddus. And I'm Eric Chiafalo. We'll have Zach Wolchuk and Gavin Dawson back on Monday. Chris Young at 4:20. Looking forward to that. And Cowboys game tomorrow. Phillies Rangers next on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.